The ongoing child sexual abuse scandal in the Catholic Church has brought a very old debate to prominence. Should the Church continue requiring its priests to be celibate? This week, the head of the nation's largest archdiocese became the first American cardinal to say the issue should be discussed. That's a sharp departure from the Vatican stance, but reflects the views of most U.S. Catholics, as NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
At a news conference earlier this week, Los Angeles Cardinal Roger Mahoney was asked about a recent article in the Boston Archdiocese official newspaper. It said changing church law to allow priests to marry is a question that simply will not disappear. Cardinal Mahoney responded that on one hand he was sorry the Boston paper raised the issue now because he does not believe celibacy leads to sexual abuse.
But I'm glad they raised it because I think that issue needs to be discussed more fully.
And Mahoney went further, citing the experience of other branches of the church.
The Eastern Catholic churches have always had a married priesthood, and that works out fine. So I think it should be discussed.
Do you have a personal opinion on it?
No, I just think it should be very much discussed. When I do, I'll let you know.
A simple call for discussion may seem mild enough, but it has been rumbling through the American church this week like thunder.
It's really unheard of that a cardinal in the church would raise a question for discussion, even for discussion that the Pope has said is absolutely settled and absolutely unchangeable.
Richard Sipe is a former priest, now married, and the author of Sex, Priests, and Power. He feels the sexual abuse scandal has produced an epic desire for change among American Catholics, a mood the hierarchy, at least in this country, is starting to reflect.
I call it the perfect moral storm, because three things are involved now: sex, money, and there's a great deal of money that has been spent on this, and the loss of credibility of authority.
Add to that this statistic: a new Newsweek poll says 69% of U.S. Catholics favor allowing married men to become priests. But even if it were 100%, the Roman Catholic Church is not a democracy, and many Catholics still see celibate priests as an important part of their theology.
Celibacy should not be understood as a negation, but as an affirmation of a radical gift of oneself to Christ and the Church.
George Weigel is the author of a 1999 biography of Pope John Paul II called Witness to Hope. Weigel knows the pragmatic arguments in favor of allowing priests to marry. It would bolster their dwindling ranks, other Christian denominations allow it, it would be popular. But he argues there's more to religion than that.
If people insist on seeing the Catholic Church as just a kind of big religious corporation, then I think they're going to miss the deeper meaning of the discipline of celibacy, of the gift of celibacy.
But Father Curtis Bryant, for one, was glad to hear Cardinal Mahoney raise the issue. Bryant is a Jesuit priest and a clinical psychologist who counsels fellow priests, including more than 300 accused of abuse. He points out that most pedophiles are actually married men and disagrees with those who say celibacy itself leads to a greater incidence of pedophilia. But Bryant's work also makes him believe that priests should be allowed to marry.
I frequently hear the statement, "Curtis, I really want to be a priest. I feel by God that I'm called to be a priest, but I just don't have the gift of celibacy." And it's these people that I feel so that really ought to have the option of marriage, that they need a life partner in order to be a minister.
A big problem, says Bryant, is that priests in places like the U.S., Africa, and Brazil live in societies that place almost no value on celibacy.
And I think at this time, in this culture, which does not support celibacy, and in which many men say they would love to serve the church, but as married men, that this just seems like a natural evolutionary moment.
He also finds it significant that the church already allows married Episcopal and Lutheran ministers to become Catholic priests while staying married. But papal biographer George Weigel doesn't see sentiment in the broader church moving the way of the U.S.
The world church will make up its mind about this on a global basis, not on a national basis.
Still, that may not stop American cardinals from floating an idea they know is popular with parishioners at a time when their church is under fire. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.